Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. I always love bringing stories of hope and sharing incredible stories that people tell based on their experience and how their lives have changed for themselves. And then, of course, for all of us on the planet, stories, telling stories, it heals us. Yolanda Chase is the founder and owner of Creative Dreams LLC. Creative Dreams LLC. She's always worked in the administrative field, but dreamed of owning a business that could help people look and feel great. After recently moving from Florida, she moved to Spring, Texas, and made her dream of helping people come true. Creative Dreams LLC is a new boutique for people to come to look good, to feel good, and to talk about everyday life. She does volunteer work in between time in her own community. And you can follow her, and she's going to tell us where here in a minute. Welcome to the show, Yolanda.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. So before we, when we were in the green room and we talked about what is your mission, what is your message that you want to leave the audience with, what did you say to me?
I want to leave people with knowing that forgiveness is powerful. Even with falling in love, you have to forgive so that you're able to fall in love and treat someone with respect, with love. It's so important. Just forgiveness. Being able to just let go of the past. And I'm not saying forget the past. I'm just saying forgive, so that you don't have the burden on your shoulders and you're able to break through all of the bitter and anger. So forgive.
So forgiveness is the tool that's going to help you to move forward in life. And that's what you're saying. It's a direct experience that you had because you were walking around angry.
Yes.
And resentful.
Yes.
And in pain. And in pain.
Yes. And right? In pain.
In pain. And so tell us what happened.
So at the age of 3, I was molested by my mother. Never married the man, but they were together from the age of 3. I'm now 48 years old. So the molestation and the beating started at 3, stopped when I was 14 and left home. And it was not until I was almost turning 40, maybe 2 weeks before I was turning 40, I got I had a feeling in my body, and I asked God, I said, help me to move on with my life. I almost cried just now when I said that. But I asked God to help me forgive, because I knew that treating men so bad because of what one man did to me was not the way to live. So I was getting ready to turn 40, and, I forgave him.
You forgave the man that raped you and that beat you?
From the age of 3 to 14.
From the age of 3 to 14. And then, but even before, like from the age of 14 to 40, you were treating men bad. You had a lot of relationships, knowing that, you know, that men aren't any good and that they're going to hurt you and all the various things. So basically you had this.
To, yes.
Right.
Yes.
You did this.
Yes.
To love. And so you kept yourself from love, right?
I did, to protect me. Right. I felt like I was protecting myself. As long as I treated men the way I wanted to treat them, as long as I made sure that they didn't get close to me, I was okay. But I was not okay. I deserve love. You know, I was ashamed of what I had gone through as a child. I was ashamed to even let people know that that's why I'm treating you bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to forgive and I wanted to heal. I've always been a person to love to help people, except men in my life.
Isn't that something? And the, you know, such a powerful energy, you know, it's because when you look at, when you look at a masculine energy of taking action, we all need positive, heroic, masculine action in our own, in our personal life, but then also in our relationships. If we perceive the masculine energy as hurtful and and we keep ourselves, try to protect ourselves like you did. So when you did, when two things I want to know, like you're the perpetrator, the person that hurt you, is that person still alive today?
He actually died a couple months after I forgave him. He died of a heart attack.
Does he know you forgave him?
He does. He does. I called.
You called.
I did. I wanted my forgiveness to not just be, Lord, I forgive him. I wanted him to know, I forgive you. And it's not, it wasn't for him. It was for me. It was for me. Forgiveness, people think it's about the other person. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's for you. It's for you to be able to move on. And I told him, I actually said to him, I hope you repent for what you've done.
Did he take ownership?
He just basically said to me, that was so long ago.
Okay, so he really didn't, he did not take ownership. He said that was long ago. He didn't say, yeah, I did that and I'm really sorry I hurt you.
He did not. And guess what? I was perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, and you definitely, you went to him and basically you set yourself free.
Yes.
You set yourself free, right? That's pretty courageous to pick up the phone. And I just want to acknowledge your vulnerability today, Yolanda.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful that you are, you know, being vulnerable, coming here to, you know, share this heartfelt story.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
You said, there was a lot of shame attached to it. And now it's like so many of us had that kind of thing happening in our lives, right? Because when you think about it, that was kind of like that generation.
Yes.
It was that generation, right? Where like molestations and that was all secretive and it was happening in the family. And they that's what they did. And,
yes.
You know, and then, you know, there's child trafficking and all kinds of things that we had to recover from in today's world, which again, forgiveness and a strong sense of your belonging and faith in what you believe in God, in the God of your understanding, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's really important. Now, let's shed a little light on what happened. So after you forgave, right, you called and you did that. And then what happened?
And so 2 weeks later, I was turning 40. And I was telling my friend, I am not going out to this club with you, with those no good men. And I happened to walk past my husband and he smelled so good. He looked so good. And I actually was playing behind his back. And I walked in front of him, my friend and I, and he tapped me and he said, would you like to dance? We danced the entire night. 2 weeks later, I asked my husband to be in a relationship. I was ready to love. And I said to him, you got to be ready for this love you about to get, because I am going to love deep because I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
I fell in love with him in 2 weeks. I feel like God was saying to me, you were not ready before, but now I'm going to place a good man in your life that is going to show you that everything is going to be all right. And that was my husband. I lay down at night every night. I don't worry about if I'm going to be homeless. I don't worry about if I'm going to be angry at the world. I don't worry about if I'm going to be angry at anyone. I lay down at night with a smile on my face and my husband's arms, thinking, God, I thank you.
Oh my God, that is ridiculously beautiful. That it's really gorgeous. So you have an outlet for your love after forgiveness. So now, you know, you've got to write that book and put that, you know, forgiveness.
I promised I would not cry, but I did.
That's what happens when people are in my presence. You know, I hold that beautiful divine mother energy. It's just.
You do.
Thank you.
Your spirit is just everything, okay?
Thank you. I'm feeling you, and I appreciate you being so vulnerable and open and expressive. And so you have an outlet for your love now.
I do.
Is your husband honoring you and treating you so well?
Yes. He loves me to pieces.
Oh my God.
He always tells me I'm the best thing that ever happens to him. But guess what? He's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I mean, that is a beautiful story.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
a beautiful you. Story. So how long has this been now?
It has now been 8 years.
You're kidding. You're acting like I thought this happened like 6 months ago or something.
No. 8 years. 8 years. This smile on my face, I will smile until the day I leave this earth. I love to help people. Seeing other people smile, it melts my heart because there's so many women that has gone through what I've gone through and they're quiet. I don't want women to be quiet. I want them to forgive because once they forgive, they can let it all out. They can.
You did it. And you're the example. So thank you for that. How can people find you on social media? Where can people look you up?
So I'm on Facebook, Yolanda Chase on Facebook. And I'm on Instagram, Yolanda Chase 45.
Yolanda Chase 45. Yes.
Yes.
What a beautiful story. Now it's time for you to write that book and then put it in your boutique and set it there on the counter and start handing copies out. That's for sure.
I will do that.
You are a wonderful, beautiful light to behold. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And definitely want to talk to you again. Definitely want to get that story out and have you, you know, talk to some other people on podcasts and different things. So we'll be in touch with
you. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Have a blessed day on purpose.
Thank you, Yolanda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you.
welcome back, everyone. I'm feeling so warm and loved. It's just amazing. Forgiveness, when you're in the forgiveness energy and with these beautiful stories of liberation, talking to these incredible women. My next guest is Dr. Janika Benoit. Dr. Benoit, better known as Dr. J on social media, is a board-certified internal medicine and sports medicine physician. She's also a runner, exercise enthusiast, and former ACE certified personal trainer. As an osteopathic physician, Dr. J is focused on treating the whole body so people can live more fully and have life transformation from the inside out. Outside of doctoring, she is the CEO of MetFitDo, where she helps busy professional women with family histories of chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and eliminate their fear so that they can live a life that thrives. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow, that's incredible what it is that you're doing with the people that you're serving and how you're helping people. So, you know, tell us what got you started on this path of, you know, helping people in the way that you do.
Yeah. So, by training, I am a board certified internal medicine and sports medicine physician. And I remember specifically early into my training years as an intern, I was typing my notes in the nursing station. And amidst the sounds coming from the vital sounds monitor and the constant words being exchanged from nurse to doctor, doctor to doctor, I overheard two physicians behind me. And one physician stated that he wishes his life was like how it was prior to becoming a physician. And as I was typing, you know, I slowly stopped and was, I just, you know, ruminated on his words, because I started to realize even very early into my physician career that my career was almost self-sacrificial, and we were taking care of patients, but almost at the expense of ourselves. And when I saw my patients, it was like looking into a mirror, because when I looked at them, I looked at myself. And it's because when I would advise them to implement healthy behaviors such as exercise in their lifestyle, sometimes they would give me the response that they lack the time to make this a priority. And I thought to myself that, okay, I can't be telling them to, you know, exercise and make their make healthy behaviors a lifestyle if I'm not making it a priority myself. And for me, it was so much greater, because I thought that I had to set an example for them. I had to be a role model, because what I saw in them was that they were giving up. They were, not only were they giving up on themselves, they were giving up on their families, they were giving up on their generations. So I wanted to be that example for them. And through that journey, you know, I was able to maintain, you know, my fitness routine while in training as a physician, but even more so, I established other fitness routines in terms of my mind and my emotions, my relations, and those areas of my life got stronger. Not only did my physical body get stronger, but other aspects of my life got stronger. And now my goal with being a fitness and wellness coach is helping people to redefine what fitness looks like. Obviously, there's a physical component as well, but it is a holistic component. And particularly, I have a heart for people with chronic disease, because those are the people that I treated very early into my career as an internal medicine physician. And I did all of that through making small habits in my routine, in all those different areas. And that's what I'm so passionate to teach people. It's just making those habits and really creating a holistic fitness routine, not just physical, but everything that encompasses who you are.
So I just want to say, you know, I love who you are and what you're talking about, because you are walk your talk. And you did exactly what we all need to do, and that is to look in the mirror and see what's coming, what's looking back at us. And you did that by looking at your patients and saying, if I'm not showing them, modeling them, I can't ask them to do something that I myself am not doing. So right away, that brings you into a high level of integrity as a physician and as a woman, as a divine feminine leader in today's world, in today's modern world. So well done you for doing that and for being that. So I want to acknowledge you for that. And then give me an idea of what is your fitness. Do you have like on social media, do you post your fitnesses? Like, do you have a YouTube channel? Do you have a channel where you're showing, modeling the fitness? Or do you have a or how do you do that?
Yeah, so I do have a YouTube channel, and really fitness, physical fitness, so let's start there. Physical fitness is different for different types of people. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for example, if you're a busy mom, you may not have the time to like spend some time at the gym. If you're older, that may change, because you may have, you know, maybe degenerative changes in your knee that may prevent you from doing certain types of exercise. So it's really unique to the individual. But what I do focus on is that the mental fitness, because a lot of the times, you know, we don't take care of ourselves because we have limiting beliefs of our health. We have limiting beliefs, not only of ourselves, but maybe limiting beliefs impressed by other people. So, for example, with my patients with chronic disease, I used to hear from my patients that they felt that, you know, it was almost like they were doomed from their diagnosis, because, you know, their grandmother had diabetes and their father had diabetes. So then, you know, they were doomed to have diabetes. But, you know, that is a limiting belief, because, you know, we have a choice to decide if we're going to have these diagnoses take control over us. You know, we can take control over it, and we can come out victorious. So, I talk a lot of the mental fitness as well. And I talk about the physical fitness as well, but I also want to make a point that, mental fitness is really important, because if you're not there mentally, if you have those limiting beliefs that hold you back, then it's going to be tough for you to even create a physical routine in the first place, a physical fitness routine in the first place.
Yeah. So that's really good. So you're helping people with the mental, getting the mental fitness done first, and then maybe helping them do customized routines that suits their physical body or their lifestyle.
Exactly.
That's important, because not one diet fits all. But I just want to say to you that you will love me telling you this, that in 2008, when I started waking up to my thoughts and the emotions and all of the work that I was doing, I realized that I don't want to die of heart disease like my ancestral lineage, like everyone on my father's side, they all died of heart disease. And I made the choice at that time that I'm not going to do that, that I'm going to do everything that I can to strengthen my heart, open my heart, diet, exercise, all of the things that that's not going to be my story. Exactly. I don't care if it's in the DNA or whatever. I'm overriding that now.
Exactly. You know, that's where it starts.
So I said, nope, I'm not going down. I called my brother and I go, hey, you might want to get on this train, brother, because we don't need to go down like this. You know,
I love it. Yes. That's where it starts, because, you know, so, and that's why some people start and stop. They'll start a physical fitness routine and then stop, because they haven't determined like why they're doing it, right? There's no, okay, like, why am I doing this? Like, they haven't thought about, okay, where is this emanating from? Where is this coming from? So that's why I start with, you know, mindset. It's mindset is everything. I start with the mindset, because if you don't have the proper mindset, then you're not going to be able to continue and make your fitness a habit. So, that's where I start.
So that's really good, Dr. Jade. Let's tell everyone in the audience where to go to find you, where to look you up, how to find you on social media.
Okay, the easiest way to find me is to go to Instagram. You go to MedFitDO. It's MedFitDO. And then you click the link in my bio. There will be all my other social media links on YouTube. You can even set up a 30-minute discovery call with me there. And there's also, I have a freebie there, how to motivate yourself with type 2 diabetes, how to motivate yourself to exercise with type 2 diabetes and hypertension.
That's so good. That's so good. And the other thing I want to invite you to, Dr. Jay, I want to have a conversation with you next week or the week after where I can invite you to come into our app community, our mastermind community, where I feature the world's best leading practitioners, experts in their field. I'd like to have a conversation with you about that because you would fit you fit our mold. So there's that. And then I want you, the audience, to go and download the KS Media, MIDEA group app, download it on your phone and go create your free account and go find the universal question and answer the universal question to get your life started in 2022 in the direction of your dreams. I want to thank you all today for listening and for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. Stay tuned next for the Diane McClay Show. It's going to be in 1 hour show today. That's a new victory for Diane McClay. And we're going to see you on that show. Thank you, Dr. J. Thank you, Dr. J, for coming on. And we'll see you all again. Take good care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.